B-Pod Studios.
It's the 4 o'clock hour. Mike Misnell here. Very busy day. We're not hearing any more acquisitions right now from the Sixers, so pretty much what they did is what they did. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Online at LandisBC.com. If you are just joining us, what the Sixers did was they got Jonathan Simmons from the Magic and traded Markel Fultz. In this deal, they got a first-round pick from Oklahoma City Thunder, and they also got a second-round pick in the deal. So that seems to be the last piece that they are going to get. They also, earlier today, got James Ennis, a defensive specialist, perimeter guarder from the Houston Rockets. So the bench is a lot different now. The bench that used to have T.J. McConnell and Jonah Bolden in the first two substitutions now has Mike Scott, Boban, the seven-footer, James Ennis, Jonathan Simmons. That pushes T.J. down to like the 11th man with Bolden. And there's Amir Johnson and Furkan that will take turns non-dressing. To make sense of this deal, to see where it ranks, because the Milwaukee Bucks got richer and so did the Toronto Raptors. That's bringing the man covering Sixers for The Athletic, Rich Hoffman, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Rich, what's it all mean, buddy?
Well, Mike, I think it means that the Sixers are all in this year in a way that I'm not sure many of us were anticipating at the beginning of the season. But, I mean, I think when you look at the Tobias Harris move, I think it's fair to say they probably have the best starting lineup in the Eastern Conference. They probably have the second best starting lineup in the league behind Golden State. And, you know, with the additions they made today, I do not think these guys are world beaters by any means, but to add a couple of wings who can play, I do think, like you said, kind of pushes TJ down in the rotation and gives them a little bit of a different element than they've had defensively.
Yeah, it's all about wings. You know, you got to have guys that can play on the perimeter, that can switch and defend three and four, and it looks like they got a bunch of players that can do that. So, like, at the end, when I've been asking this general question to people, I'm going to ask you, at the end of this day, will we be able to say the Sixers will play the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals, or are more than likely to?
If it was like over 50% or not, I would go under. The Eastern Conference, I mean, you mentioned some of the other moves that Milwaukee made. The Bucks kind of came out of nowhere this year, but they have been the best team in the East by a mile, and they certainly have to be taken seriously. I mean, I think we know what the Celtics are capable of, even if they've kind of stumbled through the season, and Toronto just kicked the Sixers' butt the other night too. So we kind of know that the East, I would say, probably has the four best teams in the league outside of the Warriors. I would also say, though, before this trade deadline and they got Harris, I would have given the Sixers kind of a minimal shot to get out of that group. It has certainly improved quite a bit.
Vegas, it's a four-way tie right now. So we'll see what happens. Now, is there a chance they add one more shooter off a buyout? Wayne Ellington has been mentioned. Wesley Matthews would have been palatable, but he goes to the Pacers. That's kind of unusual. Do they need one more shooter? Could they use Ellington? Yeah.
Yes, they could use Ellington. I knew they had some interest in him when, you know, he was first traded, and it seemed like he was going to hit that buyout market. They have a little extra money to give him in the room mid-level exception than most teams, and it might not hurt that he's also from here. I don't know if that matters or not to him, but yes, they could certainly use him kind of in the minutes that J.J. Redick doesn't play. Brett Brown uses J.J. Redick really well as kind of a shooter who moves around and runs around and boosts the offense that way.
Yeah.
Ellington's kind of a perfect fit in that regard. Doesn't really guard anybody, though.
No, he doesn't. He would be like Kyle Korver coming off the bench making three-point shots. Let me ask you about the Fultz trade and whether they made this painstakingly or whether they had, in your opinion, kind of given up on him and were looking to make this deal anyway.
I think they were looking to make the deal, especially when you consider the Harris trade they made and going all in. And, you know, their plan, from what I'm told, is to keep all four of these guys in Simmons, Butler, Redick, and Embiid. That's going to be really costly coming up, like, basically in 2 years. So to get Fultz off the books was important from, you know, clearing cap space this year anyway. Yeah, I think they were looking to move on. They had some different offers. I thought it was interesting that they kind of went with the first round pick route and kind of recouping some future value.
Yeah.
Instead of maybe, you know, Jonathan Simmons is a good defender, and like you said, he can switch. I mean, he's one of the few people who's about as bad of a shooter as Markelle Fultz is, though. So, that was kind of an interesting move, and it was also kind of ironic that that was the trade they made for Pasechnis. That was the pick they initially gave up to them. Kind of shows what a disastrous draft night that was for the Sixers.
Yeah, and Jonathan Simmons this year has played in 41 games. He's only started 9. He's a 23% three-point shooter. And he shoots 40% from the field. So he's not going to make the occasional three. And I don't know where they can use him. I thought that they were going to get a better player than that. And they still might. So we'll see what happens. So you are high still on the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, I am. I think the Gasol addition today was interesting. That could be somebody. I know Valanciunas actually has played Embiid pretty well this year. That's kind of a big body they can throw up against Embiid. But, yeah, man, I think Kawhi Leonard is probably the best player in the East, and he gives Ben Simmons fits. Ben Simmons turns the ball over 6 or 7 times at least a game against them. I think their shooting is a little bit questionable. I think that there was like a stat. Whenever they shoot average, they pretty much beat everybody from three, and that's a little bit questionable. But, yeah, I certainly, like you said, the Vegas odds are about even for all four of those teams.
Yep, they're all even. 12-1, I believe they're all at.
Sounds about
right. 9-1, I'm sorry, 9-1.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, I think everybody's going to be waiting for the second round. I think barring some catastrophic injury or something, we know who those four teams are going to be.
Yeah, the question I have, and I don't know if you can even answer, is a speculative question, which is whether Brett Brown can blend this whole thing. Does he have enough time to blend it as they go into the playoffs? And if the Sixers do not, say, win the East, do you think his job would be in trouble?
Hard to say. I will say it is a difficult coaching job. You know, even though he has a ton of talent, it's a tough fit. As you know, Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid have grumbled about their roles already. Now you're adding Tobias Harrison in the mix. He is a good fit as a shooter and somebody who can play off the ball. I think, you know, how he rotates the team is going to be really interesting. Jimmy Butler's probably going to get a little more run at point guard, I would imagine, with all of these wings now. And maybe that's kind of a way to placate him and give him more of an opportunity to shoot. But, yeah, I mean, that starting five, that's 5 people who like the ball. I mean, especially because you're not going to, you know, completely forget about J.J. Redick. He's so crucial to what they do on offense. It's a tough job.
They're the only team with 5 guys, 17 or more points. Now, that obviously is a gaudy stat, but in practicality, it's not going to work out that way because not everybody can have the ball to get those kind of opportunities to score that many points. So who's the step-back guy here? Who's the alpha? Who are the step-back guys?
Well, I think it's safe to say it's still Joel Embiid's team.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to change. This is his city. This is his franchise. This is his team. Besides that, yeah, that's interesting. And to me, the biggest variable here, both during the season and going into the offseason when he's a restricted free agent or an unrestricted free agent, is Jimmy Butler. And, you know, I'm not sure, you know, Tobias Harris is younger than him. He's probably not as good, but he is a better fit with Joel Embiid for sure. And Jimmy, you know, it'll be interesting to see what he wants. He is going to be, I think, especially crucial on the defensive end, because the one thing I'm a little bit worried about with this team right now is that they don't have somebody to stop the Kyrie Irvings of the world, a point guard defender. It's kind of why I think the Sixers would have been nice if it was Patrick Beverley instead of Mike Scott in the Clippers trade, if they were just kind of throwing people in.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Beverley could have chased some point guards around for a few minutes a game in the playoffs. That would have been nice. Jimmy's going to have to really bring it on the defensive end, and he's probably going to have to take a little bit of a step back on offense. And like you said, I'll be curious to see how he handles that.
Yeah, here's the last question, and it involves Butler, because I was at the game the other night against the Raptors, and I left the game thinking Jimmy Butler doesn't want to play here. Like he didn't. I'm like trying to put myself in his head, and he goes, you know, this team can't win. They're not good enough to win. So like, he kind of fades away. Now he can't say that. Now this is the ultimate Jimmy Butler test, because they surely have enough talent to win. And I'm curious to know how engaged he's going to be from this point on.
A great question. And yeah, it's, I mean, he's always said, I don't care about my points. I just want to win. And that's the test right now, because guess what? It might mean that you're not the alpha dog on the team. And I'm as curious as anybody to see what happens, but they're going to need defense from him. They're going to need buy-in in the locker room. They're going to need him to maybe take a step back on offense sometimes. And yeah, this team certainly has the talent to at least make the NBA finals right now.
All right, Rich, we will see what happens. It's a different day, that's for sure. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right, it's Rich Hoff in The Athletic. Here's the thing that, like, if I were to sit down and have a quick conversation with Jimmy, I would say, all right, Jimmy, here, listen, bro, even if you don't win the NBA title this year, like, you play in the NBA finals. In the offseason, you get the max to stay with a team that probably the following year wins the NBA title. What more do you want? Well, isn't that like the ultimate, to play the game? In the NBA, isn't that what you want? The max, and you're playing with a team to win an NBA championship?
You're right. This is too, it's too good. If he doesn't like this, he's not going to like, he doesn't like basketball.
If he doesn't like this, he's a mope.
Yeah, like you got to like this. I mean, first of all, I don't know how you don't see Simmons and Embiid and go, I want to fit in around that. Like, but now with all this extra, you have to at least think, let me just fit in.
All right, maybe it's not my favorite city. I'm in a spot. I get the max. We contend. Huh? Well, it's the name of the game.
Right, get 30
I get my
million.
Money, and I win.
Both. Because they would be the favorites most likely next year, because Boston's got some issues.
Exactly. All right, it's going to San Antonio. Talk to our pal Gary. What's up, Gary?
Hey, it's been a while, but it's great to be back on. And Mikey, I'm going to tell you something I've never told you before. You know how much I love the show and the whole experience that you guys treated me to when I came for FanFest. But what's great about you, Mikey, you're a team builder, okay? You surround yourself with the absolute most quality people on the planet to do radio. Natalie, Tyrone, the hardest working man in radio, Andrew. I know he's not right there now, and he's got a different gig a little bit. But even this kid Josh that I talked to today.
I'm the anti-Jimmy Butler. I unite.
You do, man.
Right.
And it's awesome. That's why I love the show so much. But listen, my wife's been a San Antonio Spurs employee since we moved here in 1992. So when we bring up names like Brett Brown, Monty Williams, who's an assistant under him, and then you bring on Boban Marjanovic and Jonathan Simmons, these are real people that mean something to both of us, okay? More to her than me, because she's there for every game. But it's like you don't know how much quality you have. I don't think, you know, the coaches, they got to do their thing, and Williams is going to be a force under Brett, I think, for a long time. But with Boban, you got a hard working son of a gun. Jonathan Simmons, had to pay $150 to get a tryout for the G League about 5 years ago.
He's got a very interesting story.
This kid is unreal.
Yeah,
he's going to absolutely work his ass off. When you talk about shooting, the discipline it will take to make Simmons, Ben, a better shooter versus the discipline it will take to make Jonathan a better shooter, Jonathan Simmons has got it in spades in terms of work ethic to get it better, I think.
Boban, a lot of people don't remember, he was with San Antonio when he first came here.
Absolutely, fresh off a title. He wasn't on the title team, but he was on the whole dynamic of the locker room under Popovich after we won the 14 title. Here's another little factoid on Boban. When he rolled in, everybody in town wanted to call him Bobo, but we already had Bobo. We had Boris Diaw. His nickname was Bobo. So, you know, he walked Bobo. The story was Bobo walked in a room one day and said, "No, there's only room for one Bobo on this team." And Pop goes, "We got it solved. His nickname's Bobby." So that's who you got. You got Bobby.
All right, so Bobby. Bobby and Toby.
we're
saying Toby and Bobby here.
Yeah. But anyway.
All right, Gary. So you like the acquisitions.
Oh my God, my brain. So
Simmons.
Today.
See, interesting. So you've given me the thumbs up on Simmons, which is an interesting take because not many people know about him, and he did have some moments with the Spurs, if you remember some playoffs. Resurgence for the kid.
The other thing is, though, he'll compete. What you didn't, what you saw was a guy who was overmatched when you saw the other night with Muscala and Shamit. They were overmatched. It probably wasn't physical. It probably was mental against the Raptors.
Yeah.
This guy, if you put him in the game, I know he's not great. He's not going to be overmatched.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm probably excited. Nobody that they acquire is going to be overmatched in a playoff series. And that's half of it.
All right. Tony calling from the Poconos. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tone.
Mike, how you doing, Mike? Long time no hear from you.
What's up, Tony?
I'm fine, Michael. I was starting to lose a little faith in this team. Now I got my faith back.
It's Frankie Pantangeli on the line.
Yeah, Mikey boy. How's my guys over there? Hey, you want to go a little snowboarding? I'm not too far away
from you. Oh, you snowboard up there, Tom?
Yes, I do.
The Italian snowboarder.
Yes, the Italian snowboarder with all the cannolis around me. Mike, oh, God. Mark, I feel sorry for my boy, Markelle Fultz. Oh, I feel so bad for that kid.
Oh, you feel bad for him?
Yes, I do. I'll be honest with you,
I don't feel bad for the kid. The kid didn't look like he wanted to play.
Nah, it's a shame. It's a shame. I wish him all the best.
He's got a new start. Maybe he'll blossom.
Yes, good. I hope so. And what do you think? I feel I'm on cloud nine right now.
Yo, look at you, man. Tony, you're excited.
You're going to float off
a mountain.
I went to I saw the Sixers win the 66-67 championship, the 82 championship. You know, I'm still with the Sixers. 53 years as a fan, Mike.
Oh, my God, Tony. Years. That's beautiful.
53 years as a Sixer fan.
Well, I think you should celebrate tonight.
How am I going to celebrate tonight? Yeah, I'm going to go out for a chicken marsala pizza right now.
Chicken marsala. Have a little Morrow afterwards.
Yeah,
little
why
Morrow,
not?
Sip a little Morrow, you know, get the digestion good.
Yes, oh yeah, with a little ginger ale after that.
All right.
Mike, you think the Sixers are going to get Ellington?
I hope so. It's the last piece.
Oh. What
if they get Ellington, they're good.
Is Zaire Smith going to play this year?
Zaire Smith might play later in the year, I don't know. Like right now, it's hard to put him in a rotation. With all these experienced guys they've gotten, I don't think Zaire Smith's going to be a factor this year. They may just shut him down for the rest of the year. Tony, doesn't he like Pantangeli?
I love Tony.
Michael, I want the Rosato brothers dead. Mort!
He's getting chicken marsala pizza.
Chicken marsala pizza? See, I don't roll with the pizza, the fancy pizzas.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, they put pasta on pizzas.
Well, I know that, but...
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Sounds good.
I'm a straight pizza guy, mushroom sausage.
Oh, Jake.
I'll go fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Dave in Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
What's shaking, guys?
What's going on, Dave?
Hey, before I get down to business, riddle of the day. What do Mike Missinelli and Bill Belichick have in common?
What's that?
For almost 20 years, they both have been at the top of their profession.
Oh, look at you. I thought you guys were talking about a coaching tree.
Coaching tree.
What?
The Sixers just rented a chip. If Embiid stays healthy and Brett Brown does not screw things up, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to you.
You said a word in there I didn't like. Rented. Are you of the mindset that they're not going to re-sign guys?
Yeah, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
I'm not.
I
want to contend for the next 3-4 years because you know Boston's going to get Anthony Davis in the offseason.
Yeah, well, like I said, let's get our ring first. And by the way, no disrespect to Rich Hoffman, but he's worried about the Milwaukee Bucks. When's the last time they've even won a playoff series?
Well, you can't look at the past performance. They're a good team. I mean, you better pay attention to that squad. They're good.
You think Golden State's coming out of the West free?
Yeah.
Straight, huh?
No, of course.
Is anybody there?
Who's going to beat them? Houston?
I'm asking you.
They've had 100 times to try to beat them. They can't. Yeah, Golden State is coming out. No question.
Oh. Oh, Mike, remember when Lawrence Frank took over the Nets as an interim coach and he went 13-0?
Yeah.
Is this Scott Gordon the Lawrence Frank of the of hockey?
What I gotta be honest with you.
No, since he's been there?
He hasn't been an immediate success. They were losing early when he was the coach. They're on a roll right now. And they're looking for nine in a row. I hope they get it. I don't like them tonight. The Kings in a revenge spot tonight.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, man, you got it.
All right.
You like the Flyers tonight, Tyron?
Yep.
You do?
Oh, I would like them more if the kid was goalie. Yeah, I think they're going to keep it going. I think
Flyers
they're going to get to 10.
Only minus 160 tonight.
I think they're going to get to 10, and that's when it's going to get hairy. It's going to be mental for G and all those guys once they get to 10. I think they're going to get to 10.
Okay. I hope they do. Tonight, Stoley the goalie.
That's
some quick back for the Kings.
But he did have a shutout last time out, Stoley.
Yes, he did.
Might keep that momentum.
He hadn't played in a while, though.
Yeah, but he hadn't played a while before.
Oh, I hope they win. If I'm a betting man tonight, king me. 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. There's one open line. You can grab it. It's the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Process movement. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. Sixers have traded Markelle Fultz to the Orlando Magic for Jonathan Simmons, a first rounder and a second rounder. Keep it locked into the Fanatic for all latest breaking Sixers news. Phillies have acquired catcher JT Realmuto from the Miami Marlins in exchange for catcher Jorge Alfaro, Sixto Sanchez, Will Stewart, and international bonus pool money. In other baseball news, Hall of Fame outfielder Frank Robinson, the first black manager in Major League Baseball, has died at age 83. Flyers will look for win number 9 tonight when they welcome the Kings to town. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. When it's snack time, it's slider time. Add White Castle sliders to your shopping list. Easy to make and will satisfy your craves. Stock up on the slider variety you crave from your local grocery store. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.431, Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's get a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and his sons. Natalie, this poll was a little screwy early on. Let's see what we have right now.
Yes, Mike. Hold on. It's taking forever. Here we are. The way things are shaping up, do you think the Sixers are going to be favorites in the finals this year? It's a little bit better, over 2,500 votes. 43% say yes, 57% say no.
Man, that's shocking to me.
It's a little bit better.
More than 50% don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Milwaukee's. I'm trying to figure out whose lineup is better now. Mirotic will come off the bench for them, or will he start?
I think he'll come off the bench.
Come off the bench, be first sub.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so their starting lineup is Giannis, Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, Malcolm Brogdon, Brooke Lopez starts at center. Off the bench, they'll bring Mirotic, Tony Snell, Ersan Ilyasova, George Hill, and who else gets run? Pat Connaughton, that kid from Notre Dame, get run? He gets more run than Dante DiVincenzo does.
Dante plays.
Plays 15 minutes a game.
Yeah, that for a 10th man, right. that's a lot of minutes.
Connaughton gets more minutes than he does. Okay.
Well, somebody's going to be taken out of the rotation.
DJ Wilson gets 19 minutes a game.
Yeah, he's coming out of the rotation.
Sterling Brown has played in 42 games.
He's going to be playing less now.
Yeah. They still have Dellavedova on that team. All right, their bench doesn't look that overwhelming.
No, they moved Dellavedova.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, he's in.
Oh, is he?
Okay, yeah. They moved him. Okay. He's back to Cleveland, I think.
All right. can't believe that Pat Connaughton stayed in the league. That kid from Notre Dame.
That's kind of surprising.
He had a chance to play baseball. Well, he went to the NBA.
It's more fun.
All right. Goose in South Philly. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Goose.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Goose?
On, Natalie, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Not much, man. I just want to say it's a pleasure to listen to you guys, and I'm excited for Philly sports to come. I just want to say the starting five, man. If you hating on the starting five, man, like you said, you don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, they're solid. It's just a matter of, like how are they going to figure out who scores and how do they disperse the scoring?
You can't double down on nobody.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? The spacing on the floor is going to be wide open for anybody to score. My only question is, are they going to lose this dribble handoff offense that we have?
Yes, they have to now because they've got better spacing and they've got better shooting.
Okay. All right. I mean, if we lose that, you know, then if we become like a real basketball team around like an ISO or something like that or motion offense, and lose that dribble handoff crap, then I think this thing could go wherever we want to go. And I'm not worried about Golden State. Yeah, they're that tough, but I just don't think they're just built up to be that great of a team as they. You know, I think we're good too. I think with this lineup, we just compete with anybody. You know. You know, anything can happen.
I can't sit here and say I think the Sixers can beat the Golden State Warriors in a 7-game series. I can't say that. I can see them winning the East and getting into a good series where they maybe get 6 games, but I can't see them winning it at this particular time.
The Golden State is just. Happen, man. I saw Nick Foles take us to a championship and win the Super Bowl against Brian Belichick and the GOAT. So anything can happen in Philadelphia, you know?
Yeah. I hear you.
Who? What'd you say, Tom?
He said Brian Belichick.
And the GOAT, Tom Brady, of course.
Yeah. It's Bill Belichick. Brian's, right. Brian's his brother.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Bill Belichick.
All right,
my bad.
That's all right.
You guys have a great
All right, Goose. Tyrone Hootem.
Well, I hoot him because then the internet, I would
it's
get
tweets.
It's
a violation tweets. To go Brett Belichick from LA's best coach of all time.
Yeah, so, right. And then people would tweet, say, Tyrone, why didn't you correct that caller? He called him Brian Belichick.
It's like a news guy going, Bill Stalin. You know, come on. You gotta get an important guy right.
Right. John Brady. You gotta get it right.
John Brady.
John Brady, the greatest.
Howard Bush, the President of the United States. But Earl in Harrisburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Earl.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Earl?
Hey, man, I'm just feeling good with some of the moves we're making. I'm feeling like, what do y'all think about Elton Brand, man, getting the Executive of the Year or something, man, because he's making some moves.
You know, he's done a great job. Now, I got to give him his team credit, too, because, you know, these guys, I think, behind the scenes are like the intelligence gatherers. And he's making the clinching call. It's like you send the Krzyzewski into the living room and get the recruit. I think Elton Brand is the guy who knocks it dead in the end, but I think the legwork, those guys that are under him, there's a lot of legwork here.
Hey, well, I mean, kudos to them too, man, but I think we're on our way, man. I definitely think we come out of the East. And, you know, like the last guy, I think we're going to challenge the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? It would be a lot more challenging than most teams.
Yes, you know, that's why I don't like the step where I don't know where my foot's going to land because it might be dog poop. You know, you gotta step gingerly. You gotta see the spot you're stepping first. And I can't sit here and get like way, you know, Joe Fan and say they're going to be Golden State. Golden State's been there before. They know exactly how to win. They still have the same personnel. They're tough.
We're right, but I just don't see it being, you know, we win a couple of games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I say. I think they can make it a series, 6-game series. I'm satisfied. Right. They in the finals. Listen, they're playing for the NBA Finals. How good's that feel?
Hey, man, real good. It's been a long time. You know, I was getting tired of being 7th, 8th, 16th.
Absolutely.
Being middle of the pack all the time. So, you know, being able to just compete, it's great, man. It's a good time to be a Sixers fan.
All right, Earl.
All right.
Earl says they can win the East and beat Golden State. This is where we kind of go too far. A little bit. Colin in Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Colin.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's up, Colin?
Everybody.
What are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm just here at my mother's house, and I was just thinking about how good it is to be a Philly fan at this point in time. There's all these teams doing good, but I've never been this excited for the Sixers since the AI and them pulled one game away from the Lakers in the first game of the finals.
And, should have won the second game.
And should have won the
second game. They were right there knocking on the door.
I was really excited about the Sixers back then. And I'm starting to become a little bit more, I'm not a fair weather fan exactly. I've been still following them, but I haven't been this excited about our prospects for a long time. And I think this process is being sold by every player on that team.
Yeah.
And all the new players will continue to, you know, bring along this process.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a really good.
All right. So let me ask you, it is the remorse factor for losing Markelle Fultz. Number one pick in the draft. Any remorse?
I just wish he was better for us. I don't have any remorse because I didn't get to see his full potential. So how can you have remorse about something you didn't get to see?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. And
yeah, but
you know, they shipped him to Orlando where he can't possibly hurt him. Orlando is just miles away from winning anything.
Yeah, that is like the Siberia of
it really is. Now he'll have a good time down there hanging out with Mickey and Goofy. Because you know, it looks like that's the type of cat he is.
Better. I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel bad for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't feel bad for him.
Well,
he cooked his own goose up here, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
Yep.
That's why he's gone. But I'm glad that we got something back for him, and I'm really excited about Tobias Harris, or as the other guy might have called him, Tobias Henry or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, I thought that was funny when he said Brian Belichick, because I was like sitting there.
Yeah, Brian Belichick. Yeah, Brian Belichick's his brother.
Brett Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
But I also wanted to ask you one question.
Uh-huh.
Where do you think Nick Foles is going to end up with this whole thing?
I really don't know, and I really haven't given it a lot of thought. And you know, it's Jacksonville seems most like the most logical.
It does seem logical, but when does a logical thing ever happen?
Yeah, I mean,
even with this Anthony Davis thing, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I really haven't given it much thought. There's a lot of speculation in certain teams, but
I think we can get a lot for,
Nick Foles is kind of
to the Bucks.
He's kind of dead to me at this point.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
You know,
but
I don't know. Maybe that's harsh. He's kind of dead to me. Well, I get my list of the top player managers. Managers who are players.
All right.
Nah, but Ty Cobb was a player manager. He doesn't count.
Right.
So I got Ted Williams, Frank Robinson, who passed away, first black manager, Pete Rose, Ryan Sandberg.
Ooh, that's a big drop off from Pete to Ryan Sandberg.
Hall of Fame, though.
Yeah.
Stature player.
Yeah, that's true.
Don Mattingly.
Yeah. And he's going to get in now with
one to five.
Yeah,
all five Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Yeah, because Don's going to get in there.
None of them really successful. Interesting.
Frank was longevity. What about with the... Frank was the best one of that group?
Yep.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. 20 minutes to play on NBC Sports Philly. Your call's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, it's 4:47. Couple things here. Yeah, you just heard the Valentine's Day package. Starting Monday, doing the annual Valentine's Day Love Sex Music Medley. We'll play three songs strung together in 3 seconds. Each song will reference either love or sex. You have to guess each song and the artist every day. When you do, you win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. And on Friday, February 15th, we're going to award grand prize to one of the five daily winners. And the grand prize consists of, yes, the Physique Barbecue Fire Pit from Landis Block, Angel Heart Diamond Necklace from Steven Singer, pair of tickets to see Billy Joel, that's on May 24th, $150 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken. Check them out online at jaspersbackyard.com, and a chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles, the luxury rentals for people who are hard to shop for. Visit ImagineLifestyles.com. At 5 o'clock, the Phillies will be having a presser. I'm sorry, the Sixers, Phillies. The Sixers will be having a press conference announcing all their acquisitions. And unless they have someone up their sleeve,
We know what they are. So we're going to join that live and in person at 5 o'clock. We won't be on TV anymore, but we'll have the TV feed from ABC Sports Philadelphia that we'll be playing on radio. All right, so let's go back to the phone. Talk to Sean in Whitehall. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Sean?
So I just wanted to mention how Elton Brand came in and 6 out of the 10 players that are going to play on Friday were not here when he started.
Pretty amazing. Transformation. Yeah,
And I really like it. I think they have a chance to make the finals. My thing is, though, I'm worried about 60% of your roster. There's no chemistry there. Mm-hmm. And especially with Jimmy Butler being, I think he's the X factor out of all of it, to be honest, more than Embiid or Harris. I think the way he plays, if he could be at a backup point and take McConnell out, you know, mm-hmm. I don't want him to have any minutes anymore.
They actually don't have a backup point guard other than TJ, so they're going to have to get creative with this.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying so. When Ben goes off the court, Jimmy needs to be the guy on there. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I think he'll do more of that than they will play TJ 20 minutes.
Yeah, because he can't. We saw what happened against Toronto. He can't stay with Lowry. He can't stay with Van Vliet even. So,
well, I've been saying that for a really long time, and people just fought me tooth and nail. So, you know.
Well, he's a
they love themselves some TJ in this town.
Yeah.
And I love him too for 5 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, five minutes, you know, to spark every now and then, mm-hmm. and I'll get the crowd going, but that's about
exactly.
it. That's all I want from
yeah,
him.
He gets that hair, he shifts that hair back, you know? that hustle hair that he's got.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited though, Mike. I really am, and I really think they have a chance. So I think it's over 50% chance.
I like it, Sean. I like the fact that now again, I was torn because I thought they were going to be Wesley Matthews, and with Wesley Matthews, I absolutely thought they were playing for the NBA Finals. Now this, I got to see this kid, Jonathan Simmons, whether he's going to contribute at all. But the pecking order is amazing, the bench, how they transformed their bench, where the guys that they would bring in on the hockey substitution early on now aren't in. They're different guys, and they're in the game, and they won't have to make wholesale changes. Two at a time, one at a time. Stuff like that. Niche substitutions.
I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about maybe at first you just see basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good players sometimes can just figure it out.
Yep.
I know they're going to run practice. He'll set up plays. But I'm interested in just saying, just get 5 talented guys and say, all right, guys, just on the next couple possessions, mm-hmm. figure it out.
Right. And the dribble hand off the TJ, I mean, JJ is going to, it's going to deplete. Maybe that's why he had nausea the other night.
I'm not about to get my touches.
Exactly.
I'm a decoy.
I'm a little nauseous at the new system. Chris in Springfield, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
What's up, Mike?
Go on, Chris.
Not much. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
With names like Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and Kyrie Irving and AD is tradable, why do we want to offer a max contract to Jimmy Butler that, in my opinion, looks like he does not want to play here?
Well, he doesn't want to play here. We'll see now, because now they can win. Now, if I'm Jimmy Butler and I'm playing with this team, I go, you know what? We can't win. We don't have enough. Because Lenny Dykstra pulled that stunt when he first got here. Now he's got to be fully engaged because they've got the best starting lineup in basketball.
Maybe besides the Warriors, but they're definitely second.
Well, I know if you look, they're 5 players. Nobody can match 5 players that average 17 or more. So you can make an argument that they would do the best 5 on the floor. They might not be the best team. The Warriors are the best team, but their starting 5 could play with anybody in this league.
In your opinion, would you be happy giving Jimmy Butler $30 million a year? Absolute
max. Yeah, I got to keep this together. I can't count on getting the other guys. People make the mistake. They see the big names, and they go, oh, Klay Thompson's out there. Klay Thompson's not going to want to come here. Kevin Durant's not going to want to come to Philly.
LeBron thought about it.
He did. He did, for what, three seconds? He didn't even attend a meeting with the Sixer executives. He wasn't even there. Come on, man.
I'll give you that. When I look at Jimmy Butler, he looks like he's like this.
Listen, dude, you got to do what you can do, okay? It's nice to dream and say we can have Kevin Durant. I don't think Kevin Durant is interested in that. He's got his eyes on bigger cities.
Agreed. I don't know. Just when I look at Jimmy Butler play, he doesn't feel – it doesn't look like
I got
he fits
you,
all that
now
well.
You got to judge Jimmy now, Chris. Now he's got Tobias Harris on the floor. Now all 5 guys can play. Do you know how much fun that is?
I'm insanely excited. I can't wait.
All right, you are a little Debbie Downer. I'll be honest with you.
Debbie Downster.
How? That's a weird thing. What?
What?
About 25% of fans have his attitude. How does that happen? Like, what happened in your life?
It's just the Philadelphia attitude. It's what it is. But it's all about the Philadelphia. You see the worst of it.
But what about the best of it?
Well, that's what you got to look at, the best of it.
You have, like, Embiid and Simmons can have play. They can now have an off night,
mm-hmm.
and the team can still win. That wasn't possible
before.
What
were we screaming about? We were screaming about they lacked one starting position, one really good starting position, and they lacked the bench completely. Well, they just filled both of them. All right, we got to say goodbye to our NBC Sports Philadelphia TV audience. We're going to be back on the air in the 5 o'clock hour with the live 76er press conference being carried by NBC Sports Philadelphia. Thanks for watching, everybody, on the TV side. We are back on 97.5 The Fanatic after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.